correct ourselves. Pastrzak has scored four runs. He's been on base four times and scored every time. Pitch back to the plate is low, a curveball. Two balls and two strikes. Can't have a better debut in baseball than to be up four times, score four runs, and come off perfect at 2-for-2 with 2-1. Next pitch, a hard ground ball off the glove of Ted Schreiber. He can't find the ball. Pastrzak rounds at first base and holds there. And this one could go as a base hit. It scored a base hit. So John Pastrzak has a perfect day going. He's reached first base in his first five appearances in the major leagues. Three times on base hits, two times on walks. And with no one out in the bottom half of the eighth, the Houston Colt 45s leading by a 13-4 score. The batter will be Johnny Bateman. And he fouls the first pitch back, strike one. Now we have a pinch hitter for Bateman. It's Dave Adlish, a pinch hitter. And the one strike pitch to Adlish is taken in there, strike two. Adlish, a right-hand batter. He has no hits and seven times up, and he fouls the next pitch back. It's a holding count at 0-2. Pitch back again, back to the mound, a chance for two. Foul goes to second base in time to Rod Hunt. He throws to first base for the double play, and that retires the first two men up in this inning. The base hit erased by John Pastrzak, and that double play for the Mets, their 152nd on the year. If you're scoring, it went 1-4-3. And it brings up Bobby Lillis, who has two hits and two times up. Lillis, a right-hand batter, and he takes the first pitch, ball one. All the makers of Rheingold Extra Dry are happy to be sending this game to you and also all the games this year, and we certainly hope you enjoyed it. Next pitch, high, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Lillis, a right-hand batter. Score 13-4 Houston. The Mets coming to bat the top of the ninth. There's a foul ball back on the screen. We'll send up Chico Fernandez, then the pitcher's position, and then Eddie Cranepool in the leadoff spot. Now at 2-1, the pitch by Powell is too high. Count moves to three balls and one strike. Powell working his third inning, now comes back high again, and it's ball four. Fourth walk given up by Grover Powell. The 11th walk picked up in the ballgame by the Colt 45s to go with their 13 hits. And with two men out, it will be Jim Dixon batting for the first time. Jim batting in the pitcher's position as the leadoff man since coming in the ballgame in place of Turk Farrell. He takes high, ball one. Dixon, a left-hand batter, and the pitch back is swung on and missed. Strike one. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Popped up on the third base side. Going back is Ted Schreiber. He's calling for the ball, and he makes the catch to retire the side. Ball caught in foul territory. In the inning, no runs and one hit. No errors, one walk, one double play, and one man left on base. And the score at the end of eight innings of play, Houston 13, the Mets 4. Well, with the constantly increasing interest of women in baseball, the Mets are making special plans for the ladies for 1964, including special speakers and baseball slides from women's clubs. Your organizations desire you can attend the ball games in groups and have lunch or supper in the event of a night game at one of the beautiful restaurants at Shea Stadium. For further information, write to Mets Women's Division, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York. Don't forget the final game of the season in the Polo Grounds, the Latin baseball game at the Polo Grounds on October 12th. That's Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. Roberto Clemente, Orlando Cepeda, Felipe Alou, Juan Marichal, and many others playing in that ball game in the final baseball game of the year. Of course, the Jets will be playing all their home games at the Polo Grounds, so football coming your way throughout the rest of the season. Well, it's the top of the ninth inning, and if the Mets don't score 9 runs, it will be the last time the Mets will come to bat this year. First man up is Chico Fernandez. Right-hand batter, Chico in the ballgame in place of Al Moran. He batted once, and he fouled out. He takes high ball one. Jim Dixon on the mound. Dixon, the right-hander, comes back, and the next pitch is fouled straight back of home plate and out of play. One ball, one strike. And the lady right below us came up with that ball in one hop, and is she a thrill person? One pitch by Dixon hit hard down to the second baseman, picked up and thrown to first base in time for the out. One man out, and that will bring up the pitcher's position, but Dick Smith is coming out of the dugout to bat for the pitcher, Grover Powell. Smith batting 220, a right-hand batter. He has no home runs and 3 runs batted in. At the end of 13 innings, Cincinnati trying to reach fourth place in the National League race, still tied with St. Louis, 2-2. Broglio battling Joey J. That means some money to those ball players. If they can get in fourth place, they'll get a piece of the World Series cut. And that's quite a battle. If Cincinnati can win, they can tie Philadelphia for fourth. San Francisco since third place by winning the day. Here's the pitch to Dick Smith, the strike call, a fastball in there by Jim Dixon. As Dixon takes the sign from his catcher, Dave Aldrich, and the pitch hit right back through the middle, a base hit into center field. Smith rounds at first base. Ball off of the glove of the center fielder, but not far enough to allow Smith to go to second. And Dick has a base hit as a pinch hitter for the pitcher, Grover Powell. That'll bring up Eddie Cranepool.
Number 21 in the right fielder, Ed Cranepool.
Cranepool has one hit and 4 times up. Left-hand batter. Base hit drove in a run. And the pitch to Cranepool is high ball one. One ball, no strikes. Mets now with 9 hits. The Colt 45s have 13. Colts lead 13-4. One out, top of the ninth. Dixon sets. The runner does not go on first. And the ball hit down to second. A chance for double play. The first one made. The second one is in time. And that is the end of the 1963 season. Eddie Cranepool grounding out to the second baseman into a double play. And that is the end of the ball game in the 1963 season. For the Mets, no runs on one hit, no errors. A double play racing the base hit and no one left on base. And the final score of this ball game, Houston 13, the Mets 4. And the Mets all through for the 1963 year. And don't forget that the Mets are taking ticket applications for the 1964 season at Shea Stadium. All you have to do is write to ticket manager, Polo Grounds, New York, 39 New York, for your application for tickets for the 1964 season. I'll be back with a recap in just 1 minute, but now a word from Cool Cigarettes.
Today, most menthol cigarettes are pretty much alike. But here's a wonderful exception. Cool Filter Kings. You see, only Cool gives you rich, mellow tobaccos and extra coolness. A refreshing coolness you draw free and easy through Cool's pure white filter. An extra coolness you feel in your throat. Listen.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking Cool. You're not smoking cool enough till you come up to Cool.
Cool's menthol magic brightens taste.
Refreshing all day through.
Feel extra coolness in your throat
as Cool comes through for you. You're not smoking cool, cool, cool enough till you come up to Cool.
Cool Filter Kings with the pure white filter.
Well, Well, the final game of the year, the 162nd game played by the New York Mets, going to the Colt 45s by a score of 13-4. The winning pitcher was Jim Umbright, who worked one-third of an inning. He won his fourth game of the year. The losing pitcher was Larry Menarth. Larry losing his eighth game of the year. He has won three. Final score, the Colts 13 runs on 13 hits. They made two errors. The Mets 4 runs on 9 hits. They made two errors. And for the season, the Colts ended the season with 66 victories and 96 losses. They won two more games than they won last year. The Mets ended the season with 51 victories, 111 losses. They won 11 more games than they won during the 1962 season. Right here at Colt Stadium, the Colts won 7 ball games of the 9 played, and on the season, the Colts won a total of 13 games of the 18 ball games played. So the difference between the Colts and the Mets actually in the difference between the two clubs personally. That's the end of the season, and of course, all of us here with Ryan Gold and Viceroy happy that we could be with you all year, and we certainly want to thank you for being with us and putting up with us for this period of time. All the thanks coming from Lindsey Nelson, Bob Murphy, and all of our staff, and we're looking forward to next year. Right now, I'd like to remind you to enjoy Fine Cold Rheingold. Rheingold Extra Dry. Those two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold is preferred by millions. Here is beer with a clean, clear taste, brisk and bright all the way through. And dry tells you why Rheingold Extra Dry is beer as beer should taste. Now this is Ralph Kiner saying so long for Lindsey Nelson, Bob Murphy, our producer Joe Gallagher, our statistician Matt Winnick, our engineer Joe Kresnicka, and for Cool Cigarettes. Cool Filter Kings, the cigarette that gives you rich, mellow tobaccos and extra coolness. A refreshing coolness you feel in your throat. Final score of the ball game: the Colts 13, the Mets 4. So long for the year, everybody. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.